Okay, let's begin. I want to begin by saying that the Divrei Torah should be as chus for a refuah shleima for Simcha Yitzchak ben Mir Liliatka. I'm honored to give a shiur. In this chus of that refuah shleima, I want to thank Ariel Naftali Pin for organizing this and arranging for the shiur. We're learning this week the second parak of Pirkei Avos. And the hardest part of giving this shiur was choosing what topic to speak about because Pirkei Avos is so rich with so many important ideas to talk about. I narrowed it down to one Mishnah, but even in the one Mishnah, so I probably saw 50 to 70 different commentaries on how to explain the Mishnah. But we'll try to limit ourselves here. We're gonna learn together. Parak Beis now. Which Mishnah is also, there's like 20 different versions of how to count the Mishnayos in Perek Beis. In my edition of Rabbeinu Yoni here, it's Mishnah Yud. In some of the other editions, it's Mishnah Ches. Some of the other editions, it's Mishnah Tes. But hopefully you'll figure out which Mishnah it is in your edition. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Kibel me Hillel me Shammai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai accepted, he learned a lot of Torah and he accepted many, many things from the teachings of Hillel and Shammai. Hu haya omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai used to say, Im lamadta Torah harbe, if you studied a lot of Torah, al tachzik tova la'atzmecha, don't think that that's such a big deal, that you've studied a lot of Torah, ki lekach notzarta, because this is in fact why you were created. You were created for the study of Torah, so don't make such a big deal out of doing something for which you are created. If we look at the commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah on this Mishnah, he points out two reasons here of why you should not make such a big deal over the Torah study that you have achieved and accomplished. We're going to begin with the second one. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Ki lekach notzarta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo himtziacha yesh me'ayin, Rak la'asos toraso. The only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you is to study his Torah and to fulfill his Torah. So again, there's different girsas here. Some say im lamadta Torah harbe, others say im asisa Torah harbe. It boils down to the same thing. If a person learns Torah or does the mitzvos, if you've done all these mitzvos, so then don't make such a big deal out of that, because that's why you were created. That's the whole goal of creation. That's the whole goal of the reason why human beings were created, is to study Torah and to observe the mitzvah satorah. Umashal, he gives a mashal to explain this. Lebal chov shapara es chovo. Right, if I borrow $1,000 to somebody, and now I pay back the debt. Oh, so I should be so, wow, you're such a great person that you paid back the debt. No, of course you have to pay back the debt. You borrowed the money, you paid back. Is that such a great thing that you paid back the debt? That's what you're supposed to do. Will we say to the guy, oh, you're such a great guy that you paid back the debt? Atmaha. V'zos hamida gam kein hi al ha-mitzvos. Shemasisa mitzvos harbe, not only if you learned a lot of Torah, or you did a lot of mitzvos, al taksa tova l'chatz atzmaha, ki l'kach notzarta. If you look at Rashi's commentary on the Mishnah, Rashi takes this idea also a step further. Ki l'kach notzarta, says Rashi. L'shem kach yotzasa l'avir ha'olam. You were created, and Rashi says, not only were you created for this, to learn Torah and to receive the Torah, but the entire world was suspended on this. K'dechsiv, v'yerev ayvoka yom hashishi. Right, Rashi quotes on Chumash, Melamed, shehisna kadosh baruch hu imayse bereishis. Hashem made a tenai about mayse bereishis. If Klal Yisrael doesn't receive the Torah, doesn't agree to accept the Torah, he's gonna return the whole world to nothingness. He's gonna destroy the world. This is not a favor that you're doing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by studying Torah, by keeping the mitzvos, by accepting the Torah. It's holding up the whole world. So don't think you're doing such a big deal. You need to be doing this. This is not a great, nice, extra measure of something that you're doing if you study Torah. You're holding up the entire world. And in the first part of Rashi, we'll get back to in a few moments, Loma kafkach lamadati v'roy ani sheichabduni habrios. I'm roy for the creations of the world to give me honor. He just points out that it's interesting that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is the one who's giving this teaching, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is somebody the Gemara says he learned every single aspect of Torah. Lo hiniach, b'olam lo mishnah, lo mikra, v'lo. There was nothing that he hadn't learned. Medrash, everything, sifra, sifrei. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had learned everything. There is a beautiful comment about this by the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav has a beautiful comment about this as well, based on a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. There's an unbelievable Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, on Daf Beis, right at the beginning of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says, Darash Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Vitemi Rabbi Simloi. La'asid lava, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah Manicha B'cheikah. Hashem's going to bring a Sefer Torah and carry it. Va'omer, he's going to say, Kol Mish Asak Ba'yava V'yithal Scharo. Anyone who was Osek in this Torah should come in the end of days, should come and gather their reward. Miyad miskabsin bonov gechovim. All the non-Jews come. First the Romans come, says the Gemara. Miyad miskab nichnas alafan malchus Romi. I'm like, Kadosh Baruch Hu, my asakdem. What did you do? What did you spend all your time doing, you Romans? Omen lafan of Rabbanu Shalom harbe shvakim tikanu. We made all these marketplaces, bathhouses. We made a lot of gold and silver, and we v'chulon lo asinu el b'shrus Yisrael kadosh yasku b'torah. We only did all of this so that Klal Yisrael should study Torah. Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shotem Shabolam, you fools. Kol ma she'asisim l'tzorach atzmechem asisim. You didn't do it so Klal Yisrael should study Torah. You did it for yourself. So they exit. Yatzu Malchus Romi, and then the Persians come. Hashem says, what did you do? He says, well, we built bridges. We built big cities. We made a lot of wars. We did all of it so Klal Yisrael should be able to learn Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you did it for your own sake. And similarly with all the nations of the world. Asks the Brisker Rav, what do you mean? How in the world could the non-Jews have the audacity to say that everything that they accomplished in this world was only for the sake of Klal Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the truth. How could they, especially in the end of days, even the non-Jews in the end of days are going to come to be Makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could they try to lie like this? Explains the Brisker Rav, they weren't lying at all. In fact, everything that the non-Jews accomplished, everything that goes on in the world is only so Klal Yisrael should be able to learn Torah. That's really the truth of the matter. Hashem doesn't say they're lying. It is the truth. Whatever is accomplished in this world is all for the sake of Torah. The whole world was created for the Torah. It's really the truth. They're saying they did it with the intention for Klal Yisrael to be successful in Torah. That's not true. Their intentions were not correct. But in fact, what they did was actually for the sake of the Torah. As the Rambam writes in his Hakdama to Perush on Mishnayos, it's possible for a person to make a big palace, and it's just there for somebody at the end of days to lean on, to get some shade from. Similarly, Kol Mash Umas Olam Osim Mishvakim Mugshar Mechatzos, the whole purpose is for Klal Yisrael to be able to observe the Torah. And there's nothing in this world, that the creation of this world, that's not made for the sake of Klal Yisrael to accomplish Torah. But in the future, we'll all know. Now we don't understand what everything was made for. In the future, we'll all figure it out. And Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to point out, though, in fact, you're correct that everything you did was for the sake of the Torah, but your intentions were not that way. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah means here as well. Rabbeinu Yonah means that al tachzik Torah la'atzmacha. Don't consider it to be something great that a person studies Torah, observes the Torah, because this is what you're supposed to, l'ki l'kach nutzarta. This is why you were created. You were created to uphold the Torah, and we don't do that for someone who's a bal chov. We don't do that. Now, the Chafetz Chaim, in the Sefer Derech Eitz Chaim, they quote from the Chafetz Chaim also, who says a similar idea. Uduna Yudidi, this is quoting from the Chafetz Chaim. Ki kol ha-mitzvos, af shirov kedusha sama'od, even though all the mitzvos have a lot of kedusha, v'yodam ha-mizkadash l'Hashem, a person can sanctify himself through all the mitzvos, like the Pasuk says, l'man tiskru v'asisim es kol mitzvos soy v'yisem kedoshim le'elokeichem. When you do all the mitzvos, you become holy. Mikol makom, ikar yuridaso ba'olam ha-zehu b'shvil la'hasig chelko ba'torah. The main goal of Jews coming to this earth is to study Torah and to find their chelik in Torah. Kamam Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, im lamadta Torah harbe atakz dolaski l'kach notzarta. V'od ksiv ki ner mitzvah v'Torah or. The mitzvah is compared to a candle, but the Torah is the light, the whole goal of the candle. Him shal kosav mitzvah ner v'Torah l'or. Udu'una yididi. Osam ha'molim b'Torah, says the Chafetz Chaim, those people who study Torah levad, sheyesh lam zuchus ha'Torah, yesh lam zuchus gedol mo'ot shemachzikim ba emunas Hashem ba'olam. The people who study Torah not only have a chelek that they are for the mitzvah, but they are machzik the whole emun of Hashem in the world. Because in the places where people stop studying Torah, they're no longer going to believe in Hashem. V'omrim ein Hashem ro'e osanu azav Hashem es'aretz. U'v'hemshech hazman holchim midechi al dechi v'nasim kofrim b'ikr, says the Chafetz Chaim, if Torah would stop being learned, people would forget Hashem, they would leave Hashem. U'chamam ra'akosiv yishamru lachem pen yiftel avavchem v'sartem v'avadetem lehem achirim u'pirish Rashi v'sartem en ha'Torah u'mitoch kach v'avadetem lehem achirim, you're going to cause you to worship other idols. Shekev v'shan dem porish me'ha'Torah lachem mizdavik b'avodah zarah. V'akein atem yididit tzirei atzon hizchazku b'Torah, says the Chafetz Chaim, learn Torah v'ayil b'nei chayil. V'tiyu atem min ha'rishonu v'malchus ha'ina be'is shi yizgala kvodo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'malchus ha'ba'olam, like it says in Tanya Ve'Elyo, Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu Leisha Beveis Hamedrash Agadol Shlo BeYushalayim V'chol Echad V'Echad Nosim Lo Maor Panim Lofi HaTorah Sheyesh Bo Uduno Ru Mamar Gemara Al Pasuk V'Shavta Marisa Made Over the Lekim Asher Lo Avado. The difference between a Tzadik Gomor and Tzadik Sheino Gomor, the Gemara says, is someone who learns 101 times as opposed to 100. Gam Kein Yeh Heker Al Or B'Mor Panav Yoser. So such a person is going to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a different way than someone who has not studied the Torah. And he goes on and on to explain this idea. So this is shot number one. Im lamanata Torah harbe, al tachzik tova la'atzmecha, ki lekach notzarta. That's the whole reason Jews were created. That's the whole reason the world was created, was for this purpose. But let's look at the other explanation now of Rabbeinu Yonah. He says something else as well. What's his first explanation? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, in his first explanation, Im lamadta Torah harbe, al tachzik tova la'atzmecha. Person who studies a lot of Torah, don't consider it to be something great. And this is amazing. Come from Yochanan ben Zakkai, we learned everything. Sha'adayin ata b'tchila. Person who learned a lot of Torah, you think you learned a lot? You're just hitting the tip of the iceberg. You're still at the beginning. So a person learned a lot of Torah, don't consider it such a great thing that you studied so much Torah. You're just starting. U'matay tasek ad ha'emtza v'arasof. You're never going to get to the middle and never to the end. Ki ha'Torah arucha me'eretz mido, or rechava mineyam. The Torah is greater, is much more than all of the land. Urechava mineyam, it's more broad than all the oceans. Ve'ein ha'sagas ha'enosh yichol lagil ha'katzah ha'achron. And man's achievements in Torah you can never study everything. V'kama kol adam aruchok mimena. V'ech yakzik tova la'atzma. How can you think it's such a great thing if you're just beginning to taste a little bit? V'lo asa Torah achas mine elf mashi yesh lo la'asos. A person cannot achieve even a mashihu. I once heard from Rabbi Eli Mansour. He once explained this idea of why do we say about the Torah, arucha mine eretz, rechava mine yam? Why is it compared to it's more vast than even the ocean? He says, let's say you took 100,000 fire trucks and you brought them to the edge of the ocean and you had them start pumping and pumping and pumping and pumping all the water out of the ocean, and they pump for a month straight. Would the ocean even recede a little bit? The ocean is vast, or is so. He says, that's the way Talmud Torah is. That's the way the study of Torah is. You just taste a little bit. You do a little bit. How much could we even do on this earth? How much can we do? Only a little bit. So if a person studied Torah, al tachzik tova la'atzmecha, Rabbeinu Yonah, don't think this is such an amazing accomplishment that you studied a lot of Torah. There's always more to learn. There's always more to do. That's the beauty of Torah. That no matter how much a person does, there's always more to learn. You're never finished. So al tachzik tova la'atzmecha. Don't consider it to be such an amazing thing that you did. The Mesilas Yesharim, probably my favorite book of all time, the book that had the greatest impact on my life of all time. The Mesilas Yesharim points out on this mission as well, a third explanation, that somehow it's dafka in the arena of the study of Torah that people come to arrogance. It's dafka people who study a lot of Torah that somehow that brings people to arrogance. And he says as follows in chapter 22. Hinei, ha-chachma, hi ha-mevi'a yoser asad lo-dei hisnasos v'gaiva. He says, wisdom is the thing that brings a person to arrogance more than anything. That's what this Mishnah seems to indicate. Im lamadat Torah harbe, al tachzik tova la'atzmacha. Don't let it get to your head. If you've studied a lot of Torah, don't let it bring you to arrogance. L'fishekvar yimala shabadam atzmo. This is what distinguishes man from animals. It's wisdom. Chachma. B'chelek ha-nichbat shalo, d'haynu ha-seichel. And that's the part that's worth respecting in a person. Not his body, his mind. V'ne'en l'cha chachma shal yitesh lo yitzach limon midivri chaviriv. There's no wise person that could figure out everything on his own. Even the wisest of men needs help from his friends to figure out words of wisdom. Sometimes he even needs his students to tell him what's going on. How can you become such a Baal Gaiva when it's clear that you need other people to help you understand stuff? Even a person who's zocher to be a big chacham, if he'd analyze this, he'd say, "She'ein makom l'gaiva." How can it be a baal gaiva? Mishu ba'asechel sheyodea yosem me'acherim, ein osel amasha b'chok tivo lasos, kof shemagbiel ofel fishet tivo b'kach. If you succeeded in becoming a big talmid chacham, you know how you got to be a big talmid chacham? Because Hashem gave you the kalim to be a big talmid chacham. Just like a bird flies. Oh wow, a bird. We can't fly and a bird should fly. So he should be arrogant. He's got wings. That's why he could fly. It's not such a big deal. So we were given the seichel to be able to learn Torah. That's why Hashem gave us the seichel. Is there room for arrogance? Hashem gave us the ability to study Torah. He gave us brains to be able to study Torah. So you're going to become arrogant because of that? Why is an ox so strong? Because Hashem gave him the strength. So he should become arrogant. Oh, look at him. He's so strong. The ox can pull the plow. That's the way you were created. A wise man became wise because God gave him good brains. If the guy who wasn't as smart as the guy who learned a lot, if he was given the same brains that Hashem gave him, he would also be a big talmid chacham. There's no reason to be a baal gaiva. Rather, what should you do with your chachma? And that's the end of the Mishnah. That's a fifth explanation, perhaps. Im lamadta Torah harbe. If you learned a lot of Torah, al tachzik tova la'atzmacha. Don't keep the tova to you. Go teach somebody else. Ki lekach notzarta. That's the way others explain the Chemda Shlomo, and the others, the Avodas Yisrael, the Kuznetzer Magid. And the Teferet Shlomo, the Radomsker, they all explain this pshat. Im lamadta Torah harbe. If you learned a lot of Torah, al tachzik tova la'atzmacha. Don't just keep it to yourself. Teach it. Spread it. Ki lekach notzarta. Give it to others. The Mesil Shem alludes to this as well. Im lamadta al tachzik tova la'atzmacha. Ki lekach notzarta. If you're a wealthy person, yismach b'chelko, and you should use your wealth to help others. If you're a strong person, you should use your strength to protect others. Halamaza Dome Lumishar se abaish kalech and mamun al dvar ma. Verolo lam mishmatel fibkudasa lashon lechz abaish vitsarchea. Vemekamakum legaival fia ms. Don't be arrogant. If you have somebody who's a good cook, so you'll cook for people. If you have someone who has a lot of money, you'll give money that's not going to help other people. If you're someone who knows a lot of Torah, don't be arrogant about it. Use that skill and teach other people. In Lamadat Torah Harbe, if you learned a lot of Torah, al toxic tova latzmacha. Don't keep that Tova. What is Tova referring to? Tova could refer to Torah. As the Pasuk says, Ki lekach tov, asati lachem, Torah si al tazovu. That's the Medrash Shul. Melamad Torah harbe, atak se tov la'atzcha lomo she lekach no tzarta. Klomar, she sagta b'mash lomad harbe, is kavanas borecha, she's a wigdi. Rather, give it over. Melamad Torah harbe, v'isagta Torah harbe, atak se ketova she'it ha-Torah. Ki lekach tov nasati lachem Torah si al tazovu. Al tachzik tova la'atzmacha. Lo tirtza lamed lachem. Rak yi yafutzu mai nasecha chutza. Ki lekach no tzarta. Lil modu lalamed u mechuyiv ata lamed lachem. You're mechuyiv to teach other people. And that's what's meant by the pasuk Adam le'omol yulad. And the Gemara Sanhedrin says this means to teach Torah. Le'omol. Says the Avodas Yisrael, the Kuznetzer, says, Adam le'amo yulad, The word la'amal stands for lilmod almanas lamed. And that's why Shammai and Hillel, nimnu v'gamnu, that they said that the whole goal of a person is to teach other people. V'alderech sehevi b'shem lev avos, im lamadat ha'torah b'kloma, im tarach tahar b'bilimin ha'talmidim, lo yezeh b'avur she'yimshech mizeh tov la'atzmacha. That you, when you teach students, you should say that the goal should be that you are going to become greater by teaching students. No, like umatamida yosem kolam ela talamdem latachlisam, teach them for the goal of spreading Torah to them. Shelakach no tzarta lehetiv lacherim, because this is why you were created. You were created to give over to other people. So many different explanations. Let's briefly review. Rabbeinu Yonah said, "Im lamanta Torah harbe." Rabbeinu Yonah said, "If you study a lot of Torah, al taksik tova latzma kil kach nutzarta." The whole purpose of creation was for Torah, so there's no reason for you to get so excited about that. And we pointed out that Rashi quotes that a condition that Yom Hashishi Hashem suspended the whole world only before the Torah. And the Briska Rav pointed out that the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that everything that was created in this earth is only for the sake of Torah. And then Rabbeinu Yonah had a first pshat. His first explanation was, "Al taksik tova la'atzmacha." You're only first beginning. All the Torah you learn, Torah is so vast; it's vaster than more vast than the ocean. Even if you try to pump all the water out of the ocean, you're not going to even make a dent in it. That's the way Torah is. And the third explanation we said was, "Al taksik tova la'atzmacha." A person shouldn't become arrogant in the study of Torah, because lakach notzarta. The reason why you got to study Torah is because Hashem gave you the brains to be able to do it. And finally, the fourth explanation that we talked about from the Medrash Shmuel and the Teferet Shlomo and the Avodas Yisrael, "Im lamadat Torah harbe." If you learned the Torah, al taksik tova la'atzmacha. Don't keep all the goods just for yourself. You were created to be able to give it over and share with your Torah to other people. I hope that you enjoyed the brief words tonight on this one Mishnah Perkei Avos. It's truly a vast amount of Torah that we could learn. And Bez Hashem, we should always get together to celebrate Simcha things. Again, the learning was Zechusar of Fur Shlema for Simcha Yitzhak Ben Miral Eliatka. Everyone should have a wonderful evening. A good Vach.